day, listeners. This is Taylor McClure for CIDI 99.1 FM, and you are listening to Township's Daily News Bits. I am here with Jocelyn Jussomme from the Hand Logement organization, who is going to be speaking to us about the recent inauguration of
8 new apartment dwellings
in Townsville, adapted to people living with a physical and or intellectual disability. So thank you so much, Jocelyn, for being here with us today. I super appreciate it.
Yeah, my pleasure.
Can you please start off by telling us a little bit about the history of Hand Logement and the type of work that you do here in the Eastern Townships?
Yes, of course. Well, Hand Logement has been founded in Magog in 2002. So we celebrate our 20th anniversary this year. Well, we are a nonprofit organization. Our mission is dedicated to improving the lives of people with a physical or intellectual disability or an autism spectrum disorder living in unsuitable housing. We offer affordable quality units adapted to their needs. And today we count over than 150 dwellings among 22 buildings in 6 different cities: Magog, Sherbrooke, Richmond, Cowansville, East Angus, and soon Val des Sources, which is the former asbestos.
You recently inaugurated 8 new apartments in Townsville. How did this project get started, and why did you choose to build in Townsville in particular?
Well, the short story, well, in fact, we did not choose Cowansville. They chose us. It was about 4 years ago. We held an information session in Granby, and people from APHPBM, which is Association des Personnes Handicapées Physiques de Promessey Square, their people were there, and they were instantly interested to make a project with us, and they contacted the city about the land. From this moment, the APHPBM and the city started to mobilize local partners to realize the project, and here's the result. So that's the short story, but it took a good three years to get that. Yeah,
that was actually my next question for you, was did you have any partners or collaborators or financial support to help make this project possible?
Yeah, of course we do. So on the cost of construction is around 1.8 million, about for an 8 apartment building. And we have our regular partners for each project. So they count for 75% of the cost. Fonds de solidarité FTQ, and mostly and Desjardins. For the local partners, usually it's about 25% of the cost of the project. And half of that is generally the city by provide land. The other half is local donors. It could be individual businesses or local development organizations. Not always the case, but for Cowansville, we also had subsidies from SHQ, Société d'Habitation du Québec, and the Société Canadienne Hypothèque de Logement, SCHL in French, sorry for that. The other program, the program Initiative de Construction Rapide de Logement. This program has been launched during the COVID to help people to find some apartments. But basically, our new constructions are privately funded.
Okay. And are you able to describe what these apartments look like and what type of features they include that support the needs of someone that is living with a physical or intellectual disability?
Well, each apartment have more than 50 adaptations, like no doorsteps, wide doors, over-wide patio door, raised electric plugs, low fan control button, empty space under the kitchen sink, things like that. You know, there's a 50 of that. So, and for their security, we also have complete sprinkler system in each apartment and fire detectors with flash for deaf person. So, because the security is very important too, it's not always, it's not only adaptation, but security is very important for the people with disability. All the apartments are the same, you know. We have one plan, building plan, and one setup. When the people are in their dwelling, they can adapt to more adapted their they're replaced with some program like program pad. The program pad is a provincial program to more adapt the dwelling for the people specifically for his needs.
Okay, how will these apartments benefit the community? How do you what sort of impact do you hope that they will make in the community?
It's a response to the lack of adapted apartments in the region, the lack of affordable dwellings in the region, and above all, personal benefits for tenants, the development of autonomy, full citizen integration in his living environment, and in result of this, the development of self-esteem. That's mostly the good effect of that kind of apartments.
You're talking about how they're accessible in terms of the price of rent. These apartments are accessible to people. Are you able to speak about that a little bit more?
Yes, yeah, sure. The Société d'Habitation du Québec offer to eligible tenants a subsidy under its rent supplement program, which is called in French a PSL program, which caps their rent at 25% of their income. The remainder will be assumed by the SHQ for about 90% and the concerned municipality for the 10% missing. The average rent for tenants is about $300 to $400 per month.
How can people go about accessing one of these apartments? If someone is looking for an apartment like this, how can they reach out to you?
Well, basically, they're living with a disability or an autism spectrum disorder, be autonomous or partially, because our apartments are not supervised. So we do not deliver healthcare services or supervision. If they need some assistance, people must be accompanied by a social worker or caregiver or relatives. They have to be on low incomes. So low incomes means to be eligible to the program. It's about $22,000 per year or less.
Okay.
And they have to be eligible for the PSL, of course. And you have to be a resident for at least 1 year. I mean, resident for the concerned city.
Okay. And if people are interested, they just reach out to your organization?
Absolutely, yes. Well, I invite people to consult our website at anlogement.org and contact our customer service department.
You mentioned this at the beginning of the interview, but do you have any other upcoming projects here in the region?
Currently, we have a lot of discussions with cities in different regions. Two projects are in construction presently, one in Magog and the other is in Val des Sources. That's your immediate region. We're looking for a project in Farnham, but we hope to be able to give you more details soon about that one, because we have a lot of things to fix there with the city and the local partners to announce officially that project.
Okay, great. I wasn't sure if there was anything else that you wanted to mention, Jocelyn, about Han Lajma or about the project in Cownsville that you think would be important for people to know about.
Well, I have just to say it's if you want that kind of project in your community, it's just the mobilization is very important and strong leadership. That if you want something like that in your community, you just have to contact us and we'll see what can we do together to accomplish something like that in your place.
Perfect. Well, thank you so much, Jocelyn, for speaking with us. I super appreciate it.
Thank you.
Township's Daily News Bits is a program sponsored by Local Journalism Initiative.